This talk is about communication with other beings. Certainly, if there are other levels of living, if there are other souls, so to speak, cells within the one being, consciousnesses, and if indeed one can communicate with them, if that is a possibility, and you hear about this many times, then there should be ways to do it. And indeed there are. There are many approaches to these experiences of communicating with another. But they're not too important in and of themselves. For if I were to say to you, you could speak with a spirit, and you might say, oh, this is wonderful. You might not recognize or realize that the person you're speaking with is a formerly dead cab driver who didn't know what the heck he was doing. Or she was a bank robber or a thief or a liar and still carries those qualities. And so the feeling one would have might be, oh, this is wonderful and new and exciting and I want to speak with somebody else. Well, that is not the intention and purpose of spiritual realization. But as a byproduct of growing, as a byproduct of the growing heart, of the refinement of breath, of the tuning oneself toward the highest, there's an unfolding, an expansiveness that takes place. And the awareness grows normally and naturally to include more levels. And as one heart reaches higher to the flame of love, then one's awareness grows and expands. Then what also normally and naturally is a byproduct of this can and will have the opportunity to communicate with another, not in these bodies. Or you'll find that you can convey feeling and sense and experience and can communicate with another person in this body, but over long distances. Telepathy. And these aspects, these abilities, can be developed consciously, and sometimes are as part of spiritual guidance and assistance, but they aren't the most important things, and actually they're very secondary. And that if left alone, and one pays attention toward the highest and moving toward the higher being of which one is, then normally and naturally these abilities and awarenesses will unfold as they're needed and as it's appropriate. A person will get the guidance and understanding of how to work in various levels. So I'm going to give an example of this. If you were to determinately go after speaking with somebody in another being on another level, you could approach it as a telepathic example, experience. You would first have to learn to control your mind, to focus and concentrate. This might take a number of exercises and practices in doing so. One approach would be to focus your attention on a particular being. You could utilize a picture, a sound, recitation of a name. You could walk. And this process and this approach is done many times in what is called in the Arabic fana. And it's the losing of oneself toward the higher being. And these steps and stages are, from a spiritual standpoint, to experience oneself, those qualities as oneself, and the awareness and consciousness as oneself. But if you were just desiring to communicate, you could also pay attention to that person, and by focusing on that being, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in that person toward you, that consciousness spirit toward you, and breathing out, and you to that, expand out, make connection. Now, whether the other person would answer the phone or not is another story. And the communication does take two parts. So just because you can do it doesn't mean somebody else wants to answer and respond. Matter of fact, it's more likely the individual won't at that higher level unless you're sincere, and there's a good reason for the person to, rather than wasting his or her time. But you can do that. Another approach is to attune to the highest being, and then as this is much more, we'll say, unformed, nebulous, it includes within that heart, that undifferentiated heart, all beings. And so then you focus it by bringing in a touch of breath, which is more solid. You can use an earth breath within the consciousness and attunement of the highest one, the unformed one being, and then as you do this, you include another level within your awareness. And if you keep it open, you keep the connection high and the attunement high and the breath high, and at the same time open the awareness of function, connection toward one within that, then you are sort of splitting the consciousness and awareness. It's like opening another screen or window in a larger video. But the video is three-dimensional and video is experiential. And yet that too is only a limited approach. If on the other hand you put yourself toward the highest and greatest of the unmanifest, then you will normally and naturally, as you grow and as you rise higher, include within yourself all these various levels. Now, you do not want to be involved with the psychic unless you want to do that. But the psychic is a very nebulous level, it's a lower level, and it's an opportunity to get caught in negative emotions, or just plain emotions. The lower feeling, and this is where dwell many of the more recently departed spirits, and this is what's the closest in terms of vibration to this earth plane. And so there's the intermingling of it. The higher one, the more real, takes a finer breath and attunement, a loosening of oneself, and a consciousness and awareness of heart, which has multiple levels. And this, as one grows within this and becomes aware of the expansiveness of oneself, one will naturally and normally encounter other beings by various names when it's appropriate to do so. They will be drawn to them as a matter of affinity, and or the other individual being, that spirit. And when I speak of spirit, I'm talking about the breath and consciousness, the heart being breath, which appreciates, and that is aware, may feel that it's needed to assist you in some ways, and then by contact, by connection, does convey to you. So the communication, the more real communication between beings, is not so much an individual approach, and it's not using particular tools and the developing of abilities, but it's an unfolding of heart. And it takes those qualities of patience, kindness, peace, concentration, focus, and most of all, placing yourself in the opportunity when it is appropriate, and not needing, to do this, not clinging to it, not seeking that, because that which is sought will not necessarily be found in the same manner. Certainly not as the brute strength of trying to put up lines and telephone lines and making a call and saying, answer me. It doesn't work that way. True spiritual communication, the communication of spirit and breath, is one of heart. It's a communion of heart and breath. And it is by placing yourself toward the highest, letting go of your limitation, focusing on that which is to you the most real, giving yourself the opportunities and capacities and the understanding that you'll be helped and guided and assisted as needed, that will then open the door to that unfolding and that communication, that conveyance of heart and breath when it's needed for you to make that contact. This is the more real, and that will take place naturally as a byproduct of your experience of living in the real. And this is the case with many, many different things, many attributes. While they can all be developed with specific attention and work, it's not necessarily the best thing to do. And they are all examples of limitation, of form. And they are certainly not a fulfillment of that which you are. And that's really the approach of so-called spiritual teaching, guidance, assistance, as one becomes again that breath, heart, love, light, being, knowing, feeling, and fulfilling one's work within this world. And this is more of why we develop the abilities, why we'll approach both from an outer and an inner at the same time. Development of capacities, abilities, strengths. And what you are going to find is that each person is unique in their own being, their own approaches, their own abilities. And each person has gained an awful lot of things that they can do very well. And as one goes higher, one then will be able to apply them in another realm for other reasons. That's not necessarily through an organizational sense. It's a living way. And these are becoming, again, that which is of the heart and breath. And that is the truer spirit. That's what we point toward in the real and becoming, again, of that which one is. So I'll go into many of these different levels and approaches and applications and means and perhaps give examples and ways of developing various abilities, but these are all secondary. Remember, focus upon the real, the highest that you can, placing heart and breath toward that, letting go of oneself, and that will unfold to you. And the vision and knowing and experiences of that which you are will continue and grow and be conveyed. The means of activity is one of selfless giving and service. It's giving away of oneself in terms of identification and limitation of oneself, but it's also function. It's giving as the universe gives and supplies all needs and fulfills itself. That if you are to become part of it, you also would develop that naturally as an attribute of your own living. So this is some of the story of different approaches and methods. And the communication with other beings, while available, is not that important. Indeed, in some cases, within Zen approaches, and others, one is taught when one encounters beings like this, well, let it go, this too shall pass, this is a limited level and stage. But at another time it becomes useful and helpful. just as a fireman is useful to seek out when there's a fire. It's not needed when there aren't, even though you may be attracted to the ring of the bell and the commotion in the firehouse. Put yourself toward the highest, let the rest unfold as it can and should.